Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Can You Get to That? I'm your co-host, Caitlin Best.
I'm your co-host, Matthew Olson. Hello.
Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. You know, things are in flux. It feels like at times I don't really know much about the world.
Oh yeah, it's funny you bring that up because you're a smart guy. You know, you're a pretty smart guy.
Okay, I'm flattered. Thank you.
Well, I was just wondering if you can. I want you to prove to me right now that the Earth is round.
Oh yeah, that's easy. Okay. So the Earth is round, and we know this because if you are sufficiently small, relative to the size of an object, a round object, that is, you're not going to be able to tell that you're not standing on something that's flat. It's calculus. It's like, yeah, you know how you would evaluate the slope of a line in calculus at any given point?
I did.
You take the derivative, right? So the derivative of a simple curve would give you
the slope of a line at a certain point. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which will just to your eyes, standing straight up on the Earth will just be 90 degrees perpendicular to you.
Okay. So all you're proving to me right now is that the Earth could be a sphere.
All right. Okay. So you want some more then?
I want some more.
Okay. Well, I mean, we've sent people both to the Arctic and the Antarctic, which were like the least explored places in human times, and then they came back around the other side.
I just have a question.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Well, all right, that just seems kind of pedantic.
I mean, have you crossed Antarctica?
Well, of course not.
So how do you know?
Not many people have, but many reputable people have. Okay, tell me this, Caitlin.
All right.
How the fuck are latitude and longitude supposed to be functional measurements if we're not on a round globe?
How do you know they are?
What do you mean, how do I... Because they work.
You can point in a direction and go in that direction on a map. Doesn't have to be round. It can be flat.
How do you explain the Earth that people saw? There's several other things from this, but
you believe people saw it from space?
Yeah, I believe we landed men on the moon because it happened.
You haven't been to the moon?
Of course not.
Yeah, so how do you know?
What are you trying to get at?
Just imagine, Matt. Imagine that everything you know about the world is a lie.
I'd rather not. Thank you. Is that the end of the episode? Is this where we're at?
So Matt's worked up because I've just shattered his worldview, and he's trying.
You're just trying desperately to
defend it.
You're just trying to get me on some Discworld shit. And I stopped reading those books when I was like 13 years old because they were magic time books for young children without friends at recess. Okay,
like,
and it's like, not at all like real world shit.
Like B.O.B.
I assume that B.O.B. did not have a lot of recess friends.
Yeah, so this week we're going to be... That was all a thought experiment. We're going to be getting to the Wikipedia page called Modern Flat Earth Societies.
I just want to clarify something.
Sure.
Caitlin, is the world round?
I mean, who knows? I have a hunch that it's a sphere, but like, who really knows?
I didn't say sphere. I said round.
Oh, round. Indeed, yeah.
Okay,
definitely.
So we can
round.
At least meet in the middle. It's
definitely if round.
If the Earth is flat, it's at least a disc.
It's possible that it's a disc with Antarctica forming an ice wall around the edges.
I want to know about the people who are into like the flat Earth idea and also convinced that the Earth is like a square, like it's just like a plane, like,
oh
you'd
God,
see in
yeah.
a video game,
yeah,
like, abstraction.
Like
of
you
the
can
world.
Walk to the edge and see the corners.
Yeah,
yeah. I'd like to meet those people too,
because.
I mean, when it comes right down to it, like, why does it matter whether it's a square or round? Because, like, I haven't been to the edge of it either way, so.
Like the moment you start to wrap your head around gravity, like, how gravity works.
Do you want to know? Let me stop you right there. Do you want to know? I was just reading this. The alternate theory of gravity.
know what? Sure. Before we embark
you do,
on this,
you do trust
adventure.
Me.
Yeah. Okay.
The theory put forth by the Flat Earth Society is that the
if you say magnets, I'm gonna flip shit.
The Earth is a disc.
Okay.
And basically, it's accelerating upwards constantly. And it's in some sort of like infinite like tube, and it's just shooting up into the sky. And the best part of this is that
that's why things fall down.
Yeah, I mean it's like when you're in a car and you accelerate, you get pushed back into your seat. It's accelerating constantly, and they use Einstein's law of relativity to prove that that's possible because like you can't ever reach the speed of light, so it can keep accelerating forever. this really riles you
Wait,
up, doesn't
it? Does it have to be constantly accelerating, or just be at a constant
speed? I mean,
I'm not a fucking always fall at the same rate.
I'm not a fucking physicist. That's the acceleration thing was the thing that was on the Flat Earth Society forum. So, I want to quote them accurately on that.
I'm wearing a crystal right now, okay? I'm the last person who's gonna go on Facebook, see Neil deGrasse Tyson
post some Dawkins memes.
And he's a very nice man. I'm not going to see Neil deGrasse Tyson be like, Star Wars isn't real, and be like, yeah, he's right. It's not real.
You're not a member of I Fucking Love Science.
That's what I got to say. I am fucking ambiguous in my relation to science as a discipline. And, oh my gosh, that game I was telling you I was playing?
Yeah.
Some of the quotes and stuff that it throws out there are like, science is...
You can
science
tell,
is objective.
Do you want to say what the name of the game is?
The game is called The Witness.
And it's about science.
No, it's not. Well, I don't know what it's about. It's about puzzles. But sometimes some shitty voice acting will kick in that'll tell you about science and stuff. And sometimes those quotes will be like, religion is, you know, something. But science is objective. Science just is... how things work. And I'm like,
yeah, it's like
losing,
that
losing a whole cultural dimension
it's
to
like,
why we study things the way we do and we call it science. Fuck you.
It's like this game I played when I was a kid called Bill Nye's Science Factory.
Yeah,
it's like pretty much like that, right?
It's like how Wikipedia is actually an incredibly good resource in a lot of different ways.
Yeah,
but in some of the same ways, it is discredited as being a bad resource purely because it is not, like, strictly of the academy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for as good as it can be, and as, like, some of its best shining examples of articles are really good about citation and research and everything, it will, to some people, just never be good enough because they've decided that rigorous objective work is done one way. And then, on the other hand, it's never is. Like, that ideal is, like, never met, and sometimes those ideals are themselves flawed.
I feel like you're losing the thread here. I was talking about...
I was talking about the Earth being flat,
so...
I'm sorry that we got off topic of the Earth being flat, Caitlin.
Let's click through Wikipedia.
Let's accelerate through this tube together.
Let's accelerate through this tube, see what we can learn about the world together,
okay.
Shall we?
All right.
Okay. Article number one. Gabrielle Kwok.
This seems like your kind of article.
I've never heard of this guy. He's a Singapore international footballer. Plays as a left winger or right inside forward for Lions 12 in the Malaysia Super League. He is 1 month exactly, almost exactly, younger than I am.
Well, I don't know much about soccer. Other than that, the Earth is shaped roughly like a soccer ball. Caitlin.
But if the Earth was shaped like a soccer ball, how does the soccer ball not always roll away from the center of the soccer field?
Say what?
I don't know.
Also, have you ever set down a soccer ball in the center of a soccer field and just watched it?
Yeah,
it
doesn't roll.
It doesn't roll.
All right, here we are on this guy's page. Seems like a pretty okay soccer player, I guess.
How deep do flat earthers think the disc goes?
That's a good question.
Because here's my question. Is the Earth really... Is it really good to characterize a flat Earth as a disc? Or is it more of a puck? Is it more like a layer cake that's accelerating really up
question.
Through a tube?
That's a really good question. Because I know that there's a really deep hole. Although maybe they would deny the existence
there's
of it.
A really deep hole.
No. There's just... I forget what it's called, but it's in like... Like on the border between Finland and Russia, they drilled this hole and it's like 10 miles deep or some shit.
That's the hell scream hole, right?
It's the portal to hell. And so assuming that's real, it has to be at least that deep, right? At that point, they stopped because it got too hot for the drill bit to keep working.
Because the devil's down there.
Because the devil was down there.
And he's
casting curses at it.
Well, he's just working up a sweat and getting real hot because he's pedaling the bicycle that's oriented vertically such that he can push the earth puck up through the tube.
He's the one pushing it along.
Yeah, when he was banished, some Old Testament ship, and then he gets on that bike. It's got the earth attached to the front of it.
Yeah, like if it weren't for him, we'd all just be floating around. So really, we should be thankful.
Have you taken some time today to thank the devil for pedaling the earth bike?
All right. So do we have a strategy at all? I mean...
Okay. So we can get there, I think, a couple of different ways.
Yeah, for sure.
We can get there through B.O.B.,
Do you think that's on his Wikipedia page?
It's gotta already be on his Wikipedia page. Mm-hmm. You know it.
Yeah, it seems likely, but
Neil deGrasse Tyson might already be there as well.
It seems more likely to me to be on B.O.B.'s page.
Yeah, I agree. Also, what was I thinking of? We did find out in our preliminary look that there is also a band called Flat Earth Society.
Right, a Belgian band, yeah.
Yeah, so you could go via Belgium.
I don't think that Flat Earth Society, the band, has a direct link from Belgium's page, I have to say.
I bet you can get from Belgium's page like a list of Belgian, like...
list of Belgian stuff.
Yeah.
Waffles.
Look, we also...
Chocolates.
We stopped on that band's page, and they have a fuck ton of members.
They have a lot of members.
I bet they're a notable act.
David Bovee, was that the guy?
Yeah, David Bovee. I can only assume is like a 99 cent store version of David Bovee. Like slightly
it's
off.
It's almost
like,
all the David.
Ah, this is just like that thing, only slightly misspelled. And
both,
made in Singapore.
Both his eyes look the same.
That's how you can tell a fake.
That's how you can tell he's a counterfeit. Okay, another idea is that we get to like ancient Greece. We get to like the pre-Socratics and to like the theories of cosmologies that were around in the ancient world.
These all sound solid to me. So I think the question is now, where do we get off of Gabrielle's page?
Okay, so I mean, I think like Singapore, like geography is probably a solid bet.
Yeah.
We haven't done that in a while, so.
But then we have to find an actual link to Singapore.
Right.
And not to like
Singapore. Not to Singapore National whatever club.
Gonna be a trick. Because Wikipedia isn't super good about this all the time.
But I mean, if we have to, we can just take an extra step.
That's
Chinese New Year.
That's not a helpful thing.
Okay, yeah, these are high schools that he went to, which isn't going to help.
I mean, that might help. That's like a physical location. The last thing we want to do is click on one of these football teams and then... Also, the football team page doesn't actually bother to link to the country.
Yeah, but I think that the Singapore national football team probably links to Singapore.
All right, let's click on it.
Okay.
Do you get, like, hype when there's international soccer championships going on? I guess the World Cup is
only,
the one, right?
Mostly the women's ones. But, no, I mean, I do. It's fun. I don't super care about, the United States in the...
Because you're super into footy, as I understand it's called.
I'm, like, pretty into footy.
Yeah. What's your favorite club?
My favorite club is the fucking Portland Thorns, dog.
Okay.
And the Timbers.
Yeah.
I didn't watch soccer as a kid, and so I'm like a, you know, everybody that's like cool who's into soccer has like their European clubs.
Caitlin, can you tell me what RCTID means?
It means Rose City till I die.
False. I mean, I think that's what they just say it means.
Yeah.
Because when I see it plastered all over this town,
yeah,
Portland, Oregon, written in big block letters, I cannot help but look at those signs and feel like it must be an activation code for some sleeper cell out there somewhere. Like, I think it's just a convenient acronym for something that is much more sinister, because it would not give me as much of a heebie-jeebies when I saw it if it was just innocuous like that. It's got to be hiding a bigger, darker secret.
So you're thinking that it's like...
I don't think it necessarily means anything. RCTID just might be someone's five-letter combination to like...
Right.
To like make them...
Right, it just wakes them up.
Makes them go gibberish. Super Saiyan.
The problem with that...
Yeah.
Is that I feel like people say it a lot.
Do they? I feel like people say Rose City till I die a lot.
I suppose that's true. I suppose people don't,
actually say that.
I suppose people don't actually say RCTID, except we're saying it right now. So
yeah.
Hopefully we're not.
I figure the work's already done.
Hopefully we're not switching anybody on.
I think it's already happened.
You think so?
Well, that's why the Timbers had to win this year, right?
You think someone had to die for that to happen?
No. I think the Timbers had to win.
Uh-huh.
This is not a statement on whether or not they're a good team or not.
So they
they had to reach that national level, because that person might not even be in Portland. Like, they needed to become
so that someone somewhere else was like, "What does RCTID stand for?" And that switched on the sleeper agent.
Well, no, it's just like someone on a bus in like Chicago,
right?
Looks down at their phone on Twitter.
Oh, and they
scrolls. They don't even like recognize it.
Okay,
they just
but here's
hashtag
the
RCTID.
But here's the fucking thing though: if it works in a visual format, then people tweet that shit all the time. I tweet that all the time.
But yeah, but then maybe it needed to be even.
Do you know how many Twitter followers
more.
I have all over the world, Matt?
199.
Shut up.
That's how many Twitter followers you have. Even if they're spaced all over the world, Caitlin.
Yeah, I guess you got me there. All right, moving on.
Man, I just dated this podcast super hard because, like, one, I've predated it to before the sleeper cell wipes us all out.
You think that's the job of the sleeper agent?
Two, one day you're going to have 200 Twitter followers, and this podcast
right.
is going to be old as hell.
Yeah, that's true, Matt.
This podcast could be outdated before we even finish recording it.
Wait. What is this, Uruguay? Thought it was the Greek flag, but it wasn't.
No, it's not.
I
don't know flags. Do you know anybody? Do you know flags? Really
I know
well?
Flags. Okay. If you'll recall, I was in the geography B when I was in the third grade.
That doesn't mean shit.
No, that's one of the things you study, dog.
Geography
it's in
is
the atlases.
Not, geography is not what rectangle
it's
identifies
in a, it's an atlas. You weren't in the geography B. You don't know what it was like.
Yeah, I've never actually looked at an atlas in my life.
Have I ever told you the question that I lost the geography B on?
Does it hurt you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like this story should be told.
Not
then.
Even lost. I got third place. There was this one kid that I went to school with who I was like pretty good friends with, who for whatever reason in the third grade was just fucking hyper focused on geography. Like, this kid had a geography tutor so that he could learn all this stuff so that he could eventually become a superstar in the geography world and go to Washington, D.C. and meet Alex Trebek and be on National Geographic. So like obviously he won, but then second place was between me and this girl named Leah, who I fucking hated because everybody thought she was really smart.
Yeah. The people,
it wasn't that
you were really smart.
It wasn't that she wasn't smart. She was smart, but like people thought she was the smartest one. And I was like, excuse me.
I'm here.
Caitlin Best is here. Okay. This is making me sound like such an asshole. She went to Harvard. She went to Harvard.
Oh, so she was really smart.
Yeah. That's the end of the story. No, so it was me and Leah in the final or the second to last round, and my question was, what is the river that forms the border between the United States and Mexico? And do you know what I said?
I do not know.
I said it was the Colorado.
Yeah, that's not...
It's incorrect.
That's not correct, Caitlin. But I can't, off the top of my... Is it?
It's the Rio Grande.
That's what I was going to say. Oh my God.
I had it. I knew it was one of the two.
I'm smarter than third grade Caitlin.
Good job. Are you smarter than third grade Caitlin? Is that how that theme song goes?
Do you think everybody who goes to a small, prestigious liberal arts college that most folks don't know the name of...
has a nemesis?
No, carries the... Well,
from the third grade.
Do they all have a nemesis who went on to like Harvard or
Oh,
Yale?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know
Do
mine.
You have one? Okay, maybe not.
I only went to one... I only went with high school... Fuck, God. Let's back that up several steps. I only went to high school with one person who went to a school that was like fucking up there. And that school was Stanford.
I mean, that's like, if Leah had gone to Stanford, I would have said the same thing. I would have brought it up in the same way.
Right. But I feel like Stanford just has the broad strokes impression of being slightly more chill.
Because it's in California and they smoke that good kush.
Yeah. Whereas never, ever, ever has anyone in a million years done drugs on the quad at Yale or anything. Ever. That never happens.
Yeah, those drugs haven't even reached the Eastern Seaboard yet.
You know that drugs started on the West Coast, right?
Yeah, and they drugs just... started here in the on the West Coast of America.
Yeah. I mean, look, this was originally a Puritan... nation when the colonists arrived and started doing all the bad shit.
Yeah,
they were still just like, oh, we're pious, we don't do drugs,
right? Yeah,
that's why we're dumping this tea in the ocean, because caffeine, no way,
we don't want this, get your caffeine out of here.
And until Lewis and Clark made it to Oregon,
yeah,
and got their hands on some sticky kush.
Sticky, icky, icky.
The sticky, icky Native American kush. It didn't start, like, coffee wasn't a thing in New York City until 1910, Caitlin. You know this, right? I'm sorry. You spent your time at the Geography Bee. Looks like you should have studied some history.
What's some drug history?
Yeah.
Don't be gross.
It's the only history there is. I was at a coffee shop in Portland today.
Yeah.
And I looked around. Well, actually, as I was walking up, there was some exterior decor.
Yeah.
That looked kind of suspicious to me. And then really? I got inside and my suspicion was confirmed.
And it was weed.
No, better. The outside of it, there was this repeated pattern of suns on little white squares. And then, like, the pattern, like, it was kind of like disrupted, and there were like little chunks of these suns in white squares. And I was like, that looks like blotter paper. That looks like
it was acid. It was acid. There was acid in the coffee.
And I was like, maybe. No, there was not acid in the coffee.
Okay.
I was like, maybe this is just like an unintentional similarity.
Yeah, but
or
no,
like a winking nod. Then I got in there and I looked at just like the countertop.
Tie dye.
It was all different types of blotter paper.
Oh my God.
Like there was even Beavis, there was like condom themed Beavis and
themed blotter paper.
Yeah, little condom cartoons.
Well, I never.
Beavis and Butthead themed blotter paper. And I was just like, dude, what? And I texted our mutual friend Jeremy, who lives near that coffee shop, he's like, oh yeah, apparently that coffee shop used to be a psychedelic bookstore.
Can you just tell me what the name of the coffee shop is?
The Rocking Frog. It's a nice little place.
Never heard of it.
They have nice little donuts on Saturdays and Sunday.
Oh, that's cute. Okay. Okay.
Can I just...
While you were telling that story, I was hard at work getting us to where we need to be. I'm going to click on World War II, because that seems like the... Because perversely, the page for the Singapore national football team contains links to neither Singapore nor football.
But World War II, yes.
But World War II, it does.
All right. World War II does seem like a good place to get to other
things.
Yeah,
I mean, the whole world was involved in it, so.
Yeah. Sorry, I just really felt like I had to call out that perfectly nice little coffee shop, though.
No, for sure.
For having super weird decor.
I get it.
Also, how do you think that you, like...
What do I think of World War II? It was bad.
No. Wrong question. If you're going to decorate your shop
yeah,
with blotter paper,
yeah,
I feel like that means at least minimally, you have to know the guy who is making acid and then have him give you some not acid ones.
Some just special, some non-acidified blotters.
Yeah, just to use as like wallpaper.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, is there like...
Because otherwise...
Where does the guy that makes the acid get the blotter paper?
Like, otherwise you have to either design your own.
Right.
Or hunt down and, like, find designs of whole sheets.
Or you just go to the fucking blotter paper wholesaler.
Is there a blotter
There's paper gotta wholesaler? Be. Where do the acid men get it?
I feel like they make it themselves.
No way. They don't draw little condoms on the acid paper.
They print them. They, like, design them themselves and print them.
They're too busy brewing up drugs in their labs paper.
So here's my question for you then, Caitlin.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Head shops have been a thing. Now in Oregon, right. You can get weed wherever. It's crazy. It's
but, like, head shops have long been a thing.
Head shops have long been a thing, and they're all just like, this is for tobacco. You're going to use this bong for tobacco.
Right.
And stuff, which I get. But I get, like, the gray legality of that, mm-hmm. And why those are allowed to operate.
But, like, what other use is there for blotter paper?
Yeah, what fucking dude know. Is operating the blotter paper?
I mean,
paper
it's
wholesale?
Just like tissue paper, right? It's basically just tissue paper.
I don't. Yeah? I'm not ready. I'm not prepared. I'm not smart enough to make a
statement on what kind of paper
it is. On the actual
the
like,
tissue-ness.
Weight. It's the weight. The weight of the paper.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not ready to make a statement on that.
Okay.
Thicker than tissue paper, though. I don't know
think
where
so?
You're getting
What
that.
About, like, a heavy tissue paper? It's not... different weights. Different uses of tissue paper, Matt.
Sure. Maybe.
There has to be a source for this stuff.
But
do not buy that acid producers print this stuff themselves.
Well, no. Here's the bigger question.
I know. I'm sure that someone produces it like with that use in mind.
Here's the bigger question: how do they perforate it if they're making it themselves? That's the thing that gets me. Is like, yeah, sure, you might be able to synthesize LSD.
Yeah.
But you tell me how you perforate an entire 8x8.5x10. All right. 8.5 by 11.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
In a little tiny squares.
I think that this is someone else's specific
but
industry.
Then what I'm saying is that an underground industry? Did the people who own that bookstore? Because I assume it was like that when it was a bookstore.
I mean, what other uses do you think there could be for these little squares of
none
Bart Simpson paper?
There's no other use for little perforated Bart Simpson heads.
Confetti.
No, I'm just gonna put my foot down and be. I am more certain that blotter paper has one use and one use only, and that is for
right,
the delivery.
We can look this up later.
That is for the delivery of drugs. I'm more certain in that than I am that the Earth is round.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's a lot of certainty.
I just want to imagine some guy out in the middle of fucking not middle of nowhere, but like, you know. Kind of that rural suburbia vibe.
Yeah.
And he's just like a dude with like a Ron Swanson mustache mm-hmm. and like big like Coke bottle glasses, and he lives like a really humble life, has like a pretty nice house,
got
like
some kitties,
2-car garage, has some cats, not married though, mm-hmm. But like he's like an active community member, and he's the guy whose legal like business, his way of living is he just makes and sells the Beavis and Butthead paper,
right,
to whoever. But like the government's not gonna like
it's just the paper.
Yeah, he's not making.
I just sell.
Drugs.
I just sell this fancy paper. What do you want? With
it's
me?
A joke gift. If someone
it's
orders,
a gift.
If someone orders like reams and reams of it, they're just like having a laugh. That's why. That's why Bart Simpson's head is on it. It's funny.
Bart's funny.
Yeah,
everybody laughs at Bart.
Or maybe his whole thing is like, this is just unconventional confetti.
Exactly, yeah. That's what I'm saying. See, the fact is, like, obviously bongs are for weed, right? Nobody believes that they're for flavored tobacco.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Like, blotter paper is for acid, but they say that it's for confetti.
But I...
They can say that, and no one has to believe it.
There are idiots who do just think, like, nah, you know what? I'm going to smoke my tobacco through
there was
a bong, though.
There was a period of a... When was this? My freshman year? My freshman or sophomore year? When some nitwits, who will go unnamed at Reed, were like, oh, fighting against the administration's, like, misguided drug policies. And they bought a bong... and just labeled it like tobacco only to be like, just because we're smoking out of a bong doesn't mean we're doing drugs, man.
Yep, I'm just, it's just like a whole pack of cigarettes down my gullet. That's why I'm here.
It's strawberry shisha. It tastes great.
I tried a puff off of a hookah once.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt sick as fuck.
Oh, really?
It was nasty.
I think it's okay. I sort of enjoy it once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Not for me.
I mean, you can't do it like indefinitely, but.
Yeah, no. I'd sooner go to one of those weird oxygen bars than
I once smoked a whole cigar and then vomed.
That's a great story. How old were you?
It was at Ren Faire. might have been my freshman year Ren Faire. It probably was my freshman year Ren Faire, I think.
That sounds like a pretty dumb freshman thing to do. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I think everyone voms at their freshman year Ren Faire,
for
right?
one reason or another.
Maybe smoke a whole cigar. Maybe just go too hard.
Right. I mean, that's
generally,
that's common. Yeah.
You push yourself a little bit too far in all these other dimensions.
Just to be clear, I was also drinking.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to click on Greece.
All right. I think this will work.
Oh, this is Battle of Greece.
Oh, God damn it.
But we can get to, hopefully, there we go. We can just get to Greece. Okay. Should I just click right
yep.
through? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know much about. I'm not like a World War II buff.
Wait, this is the Kingdom of Greece.
Motherfucker. Oh,
it's a state
boy.
Established in 1832 at the Convention of London by the Great Powers. Blah, blah, blah.
This fucking sucks. Okay.
I mean, it was the first fully independent Greek state since the fall of the Byzantine Empire to the Ottomans in the mid-15th century. Don't you think that's exciting?
No. Don't care about old things unless it's Hamilton now.
Oh my God, Matt.
I'm obsessed.
Have you been reading that book?
No, I'm not. I'm not reading that book.
You don't care about old things at all.
No.
You only care about rap battles.
I care about sick rap battles. Look, here's the thing. That play, that musical, is just so many on paper awful ideas actually well executed.
And they mush together.
That it puts... those fucking like epic rap battles of history people to fucking shame, and they already should be ashamed of themselves.
Well, fucking obviously,
because their videos are bad, but someone went and took that bad idea and actually did it right. Oh, looks like you're even worse than previously thought. It wasn't that you were just committed to a bad idea, it's that you don't have the like astronomical talent that just like alchemically transforms those bad ideas into good things. And that means you should be just not doing this at all.
I mean,
bad people are allowed to do universally bad ideas that nothing good can come from, because then that's just like, well, you fucking made your coffin. Like, there you go. But if a bad idea is proven to have like a good execution, everybody else who commits that bad idea just needs to stop.
I mean, are they even still making those videos?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure they are.
Nobody watches them.
No, nobody like us, smart people.
You know who else shouldn't be rapping? You know who else shouldn't be rapping?
B.O.B.?
No, Neil deGrasse Tyson's like guy that he got to rap for him.
So I don't think he asked him to. I feel like the story I heard is that that's a relative.
Okay, but he tweeted the link out like he was real proud of it.
I'm sure he's got to be like.
Or maybe it's like his like 16-year-old nephew, and he's like.
I guess I gotta use my platform to like encourage him to follow his dreams. I heard it was a parody rap that wasn't even like an original like beat and like structure, but rewrote the words
to
another song. No, I didn't.
It sounds like an original song because it's real bad.
Or maybe he just like pooped on a good song.
I mean, if it was a good song once, he like
all right.
He like made his own version of the beat on a keyboard in his dorm room.
You do the important job of helping us find out about the Kingdom of Greece and how to get to where we need to go. I am going to look up the Flat Earth rap to get some clarity on this subject because I don't want to misrepresent it.
Okay, I've just clicked on Greece, so we're in regular Greece now and not in the Kingdom of Greece, and it's a long article. Because Greece has a long history. And what I'm looking for is ancient and classical periods. FYI, this is what it sounds like in my head whenever Matt is talking extensively about something that happened to him, for example, or about some theory that he has about the musical Hamilton, is I'm like saying these things to myself in my head, going down the page, trying to find a link. So welcome to my internal monologue, listener.
Just to be clear, that's what we both do when we're listening to each other. And by that, I mean, I guess we're not really listening to each other when we're...
I have, like, one ear open.
But when we're engaged in the meaty wiki task that makes this podcast possible, we're not being very good conversationalists.
Yeah, for sure. But, I mean, maybe...
You just said "for sure" to me, like, four times because you're reading Wikipedia times while we talk.
I'm just looking at a picture, actually, right now. But maybe that's a part of conversation, is learning how to...
It's his nephew who made
it. It's his nephew?
Neil deGrasse Tyson blesses a flat earth diss rap.
Is he a student?
This is via Engadget.
Hold on. Is he a student at UCI?
Fuck. I don't know. Neil's nephew raps under the name Tyson.
Oh, my God. Tyson.
Dear Bob at Bob ATL, as an astrophysicist, I don't rap, but I know people who do. This one has my back. Yeah, that definitely sounds like a forced uncle. Like, I guess I have to tweet this out.
You think so?
Tweet, yeah.
That wasn't how I read that.
I know someone and he has my back. Like, is not very like, this is the shit that puts you to, this is like, this is my shit. This puts you to
he's
shame.
Still, I mean, he's got, what, millions of followers? He tweeted it to all of them, to the entire internet.
Yeah, but if you're okay, put yourselves in the shoes of Neil deGrasse Tyson. If you've just listened to your nephew's flat earth diss track,
right,
and you don't think it's very good,
right, I get that there's a familial obligation there, but you're assuming that's what happened, and that he didn't like call up his nephew and be like, hey, either that he called up his nephew and asked him to do this, which I think is possible, or that he listened to it and was like, well, this has got a catchy beat and it delivers the science in a clear and concise manner. Like, do you really think Neil deGrasse Tyson is like a rap connoisseur?
Expert? Yeah, I guess that's a good question. Do we think he's not?
I have no idea what kind of music he enjoys, but I have no reason to think that he knows that that's a bad rap, you know?
John Paul Green on Twitter says, honestly, the diss response follow-up to Neil deGrasse Tyson's nephew, flat to fact, is terrible.
Yeah, it's super bad. Super duper bad.
Yeah, it's the back-to-back beat. So he's at least using another beat.
Okay.
Like a pre-existing beat, because that's the pun of the flat to fact. Yeah, back-to-back. Yeah.
Yeah,
yikes. So it's not very good. Let's just get that out there. You listen to it, and it's not good. Did you listen to B.O.B.'s rap? Is it good?
I haven't, but they've been comparing it favorably to the response.
Yeah.
Saying that it was a lot more fun to listen to, so.
Do you like any B.O.B. songs?
I mean, it's like, if I was driving in my car and it
also,
came on.
Also, you clicked on Grease, right?
Yeah. I wouldn't, like, turn it off necessarily.
Okay. So, let's run down the list. Airplanes.
I just want to stop you right there and point out that how funny it is that he has a song that's about airplanes. And he... And he thinks that if one of the arguments he made was that if the Earth was round, airplanes would have to be constantly course correcting downwards, because otherwise they would just fly off into space.
Wait, is that how that works?
No, it's not how it works.
No. With the puck and the tube hypothesis.
Right, with the puck and the tube hypothesis.
Wouldn't the airplane have to constantly course correct?
It just flies in a straight line, because everything is, you know, being pulled downwards by this force of upwards acceleration, right?
Okay.
It's like gravity, but the plane is flat.
Okay.
So if the plane just flies in a straight line, no problem on the flat Earth. On the curved Earth, why doesn't the plane just fly into outer space? Think about it.
Oh, you see. Oh, so you're saying that the assumption is on the if curved Earth is true, how come plane don't fly?
Exactly.
So that's proof of a flat Earth.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my God. Oh no, boy. Wow, this is worse than I thought.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh boy. Anyway, airplanes. Here's another thing. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? For all B.O.B. knows, I guess, given how he perceives the world, any airplane in the night sky might be anything.
Right, it could be literally anything. He's not on it. He doesn't know what it is. Maybe it's a toy 10 feet in the air.
Could we pretend that airplanes in the night sky... night sky? That's a different thing.
Ew.
In the night sky, like shooting stars... Or really anything that you think of, thing that you think of, anything you think of. Can we pretend that the Earth is flat and that we
No, we
are...
don't pretend.
Yeah, I guess.
We know.
What do they think? What do they think that, like, okay. What does a flat earther say to the, like, imagine the Earth is flat.
Yes.
And I mean, imagine it, because the reality is not that.
Imagine
that we're on a flat Earth and that everything is as we know it now.
Okay.
But then that suddenly the world became rounded. What do they think the impossibilities, airplanes aside, are of a round Earth? Like, what doesn't make sense to them about the Earth being round? Like, are we talking about, like, people flying off of it too? Like, what parts do they not believe about
airplanes,
a spherical body?
Airplanes, okay. Number one. Number two, when you fly in an airplane, you can't perceive the curvature of the Earth even from a plane. Number three, when engineers build large objects, they don't have to account for the curvature of the Earth,
because no one,
which is actually, as it turns out, it's actually false. If you there are certain bridges that they do have to account for the curvature of the Earth, but
I'm sure.
But the thing is that this is all based on 1895 era science and engineering. So at that time, no one had ever have to account for the curvature of the Earth, because they never built anything that was big enough.
Right.
What else?
Everyone still lived in a log cabin then. That was just a collection of log cabins.
It was
cabins.
Just a bunch of Lincoln logs.
Yeah. And no one ever had to build a Lincoln log so long that they had to account for curving it slightly. Finding a slightly really long
engineers can lay thousands and thousands of Lincoln logs down and not have to curve them in any direction.
I guess when when the world is that simple and quaint, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, then you were never going to, like, go to Tokyo in your life, ever.
Right.
That was just the way of the world. Right. You were in one place.
Does Tokyo, let me ask you, how do you know Tokyo exists?
Oh, because anime is real.
Oh. right. Good point.
Yeah, anime is real now.
You got me there. okay, should I click on ancient Greek philosophy?
Yeah, because we're both experts in that subject.
Oh,
ain't
yeah.
We, Caitlin?
I just brushed my shoulders off.
Hey, Caitlin.
Yeah?
You know who I am?
Matt, you're Matt.
How do you know that?
Good point.
See, I learned it from Plato.
Oh, really?
Aristotle.
Really?
I learned that trick. I learned that trick of just ask a question.
That's like some sophistry.
In response to someone's knowledge.
That's some sophistry there, bud.
Is it?
Yeah. No. I think that if Socrates were here now, he would have called you a sophist.
Well, he's dead. So
that's true.
Like I got one up on old Socrates.
Yeah. Got him.
Try calling me a sophist when your bones are dust.
What?
Try it. You can't do it.
Okay.
Xenophanes. Cool name for a Greek philosopher?
Okay,
or
so
the coolest
so the
name?
Xenophanes
yeah.
is pretty okay.
Now,
so
is
the,
it,
the
is
pre-Socratics
cool?
are the dudes that talked a lot about cosmology, right?
When I said we were experts,
did you not read the pre-Socratics?
Caitlin, when I said we were experts, that was a wink wink
nod
joke.
You didn't do any of the reading in Hume 110?
No, I did the reading because I had to. I was not hot to trot on that bullshit.
Me too, but I still read it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I just literally said the same thing as you. I did the reading.
Okay.
I did not, like, keep any of that in my fucking data banks because I had far more important things to learn about, like being an adult who does their taxes and cooks food and stuff. Yeah, and being able to recognize when you've walked into an acid-friendly
being able to recognize patterns that are blotter paper.
Being able to say, oh, if it's two Bart Simpson heads next to one another, that's art. If it's four arranged in a quadrant.
Four or more.
If it's four, that's two arts. If it's more than that, it's blotter paper.
That's blotter paper.
Is that five Bart Simpsons arranged in a grid? That's blotter paper. That's for tripping balls. Is it four? It could still be art.
Or is it just one side of a Bart Simpson die? Think about it.
Have you Do you think B.O.B. goes around the world, looks off at things far off in the distance, and is like, that could be really big, or it could be really small and really close to me. Yeah. I don't know. Yes. Time to go find out.
Yeah, he definitely does. That's another thing, is that they...
Oh, don't you fucking start. They just all want to live in the fucking Truman Show, is what it is.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah. That pretty much sums it up, yeah.
The fucking clouds. Those ain't real.
Okay, I'm going to click on...
Dome.
Should I click on cosmology?
I just have a central question.
Okay.
If they assume the Earth is flat, what is the properly agreed upon belief amongst flat earthers about what space is?
I think they believe that the planets and stars and whatnot are all real and they're up there. But they're just all, you know, in a straight line above the Earth.
That's the most maddening aspect.
And it's kind of in some respect. I know that this upsets you, but in some respect, I think it's like kind of an interesting thought experiment because it's like, well, what other like ways could we think of to try to explain all of the phenomena that we can view in the sky and whatnot? And I mean, altogether, like you can't think of anything that explains everything because it turns out you can see the curvature of the Earth if you fly up high enough in the air, mm-hmm. for example. Yeah. And like there's other things, but I think it's kind of interesting to be like, well, the stars are up there, and can you figure out a way that they like rotate above the disc world such that
but
we
like,
see what we see.
I'm not an astronomer, but I'm pretty sure you can't, though. Like at a certain point there are like ways in which that functions that just be like, oh, it's on a turntable,
right?
And it's on an intergalactic turntable.
I'm not an astronomer either, so I don't know the answer to that, but...
What do they think the moon is? Do they think the moon is a sphere or just a disc?
I don't know. It's a good question. That's a really good question. I don't know the answer.
In a world that is disc, have sphere?
It's just a sky circle. Actually, they do believe that they might believe that the moon is a sphere, because one of the things they say like on the homepage is that, well, you know, the heavenly bodies can be different from the Earth. There's no reason why that can't be a thing.
Oh, God!
Okay, I'm going to click cosmology, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine. We also got like 10 minutes. FYI.
We can do this. We're super close. Oh, my God. You know that famous picture of like all the galaxies?
Yeah.
You know the name of the name of it?
Can you tell the listeners the name of it? I can do it without laughing.
So the first word is Hubble.
Uh-huh.
And the second word I'll tell you in a minute. And the last two words are deep field.
Uh-huh.
And the second word is extreme, except for it's lowercase e, capital X.
Yeah.
Dream.
Ooh, boy. That's like...
Which, if that's not a fucking Universal Studios ride into the heavens, I don't know what is.
I don't know. Oh, boy. Okay. So we're trying to get from cosmology to the modern flat Earth society.
Yeah, there we go. Historical cosmologies.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Hindu, Jain, Babylonian, Eleatic...
Pythagorean.
This
universe.
Is Parmenides. I thought of that. It's a pre-Socratic, biblical atomist.
At the center of
another
the universe
pre-Socratic
is a central fire around which the Earth, Sun, Moon, and planets revolve uniformly.
Whoa.
Hey, wait a minute,
what?
Pythagoras. You were just like you were kind of like you said they all revolve around something else. Even that's like not that bad.
Why can't we see this
back then?
Oh, maintains the same face hidden towards the central fire, hence it's never seen. first known non-geocentric model of the universe.
Fuck yeah, Pythagoras. Good job.
Except for, why did he think there was a central fire? Where is he getting that?
It's probably just God. Mm. God equals central fire.
I think so.
I bet. God is just one giant fire emoji looming off in the distance.
Yeah.
Bless up.
Bless up.
They don't want you to know the earth is round. I want Khaled to come into this hard in favor of a round earth.
If DJ Khaled like believed in the flat earth, I would not be surprised.
No, I want him to be the opposite.
That's what I want, obviously. You know who else believes in flat earth?
Who?
Tila Tequila.
Not surprised? No.
I was surprised.
I think anybody who had a VH1 show instantly increases their chances of believing in a flat earth like 50%. Flava Flav probably believes
in
a flat earth.
No, he doesn't.
He probably does.
No, he's not like that. He's not that kind of guy.
All the people on... This is just back to our VH1 episode. All the fucking people on I Love the 80s, earth flat as hell for them.
Like Michael Ian Black.
Uh-huh. Yeah, even Michael Ian Black. I love him to death, but oh boy, he is wrong about space and stuff.
See, I always thought that Tila Tequila was like this...
This is my plea to get tweeted at by Michael Ian Black, is if I accuse him of being a flat earther enough, maybe uh-huh. he'll have to
maybe
like,
he'll become friends
with
you.
No, he'll take me down a notch.
No, I guess it was just a hope coming out of nowhere. I always sort of hoped that Tila Tequila was like really smart and
you only get
some... had like one of these people who had like engineered her way into fame and fortune.
You only get so many of those. You only get a handful of like Parises and Kim Kardashians.
For sure, yeah. I thought Tila was one of them.
Unfortunately not.
Yeah. That's why she didn't pick... Did you watch A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila?
Are you about to drop some heavy opinions on who she picked?
Just one opinion.
Yeah.
There was this one lady on there who was literally a firefighter, and she was, like, so cute and so earnest and, like... It's just a good fucking lady. You mm-hmm. could just tell. She was the runner up, and Tila picked a dude over her, who was not a firefighter.
Because a VH1 show can only toy with the idea of bisexuality,
exactly.
Not endorse it.
It has to. In the end, it has to endorse heteronormativity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking
too,
VH1.
Too real.
Hey, okay. Back on the subject of what B.O.B. songs do you like? Can you think of any
other
ones?
Honestly, I can't think of any others.
The only other one that comes to mind for me is fucking Magic, 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 Magic. That's the song is called Magic, and it's featuring Rivers Cuomo of Weezer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know that song. It's like not good, right?
What? has Rivers Cuomo done anything since 1996 that can be considered good?
I mean, there's a lot of Weezer that you think is bad that I think is okay, so I'm not gonna answer that.
Okay, I'll say when was Island in the Sun released?
That's what I'm referring to that I think is okay and you think
no,
it's bad.
No, I think Island in the Sun is a fine song.
You told me that you hated it. I don't know when it was released.
I don't hate Island in the Sun. I hate most of that album. Island in the Sun is fine.
I don't know.
It's a peppy jam.
Yeah. Peppy.
It's too peppy for Rivers, but it's okay.
I can't answer that question.
You know what else is too peppy for Rivers? Being on that fucking B.O.B. song. It's terrible. It's an awful song.
Oh, for sure.
Also, do you think Rivers Cuomo believes in a flat earth?
Oh my god. I don't think that's possible.
I think if the next Weezer album is all about how Rivers believes in a flat earth, though, it might actually stand a chance of being good Weezer again. He's just like,
if it was just like him espousing his weird ass beliefs.
Look, I believe that band started to be worse, and I don't say this of many bands. I think
as soon as they embrace the Copernican system.
More often than not, if an artist like achieves, you know, more stability, more happiness, and so forth, I don't want to begrudge them that, and I don't want that to be my explanation for why I think their quality starts to go downhill.
Yeah,
but there is only one explanation.
There's a correlation.
There's only one explanation for why Weezer's not good anymore. That's because Rivers doesn't feel like a sad boy as much anymore.
I mean, I don't know that that's the only possible explanation.
But he gets in his head that there's a massive world conspiracy about the Earth.
And he starts to feel like weird and bad again.
Yeah, it could be good. It could be Pinkerton again. I am here for that shit.
Okay.
If it happens.
Do you think... Okay, so I'm looking at this line in the chart, which is biblical cosmology, and it refers to the flat Earth being a part of this two times, but I just feel like it's maybe a little bit of a risk as far as if the actual article is going to have the phrase flat Earth.
But we don't have any other.
But maybe it's our best bet.
But we don't have any other mention of flat Earth as a
I don't. Concept. I mean, I don't see one.
Not
I mean, there's a lot of mentions. There's a lot of phrases like the Earth is flat and cyclical, circular. Jesus fuck.
Cyclical.
Yeah, it's cyclical.
Actually, that Babylonian one is also pretty heavily called out. I feel like either of those, I'm
Earth
down
is flat
with.
And cyclical, right?
If
maybe this is
work,
better.
Probably get to yeah. Let's go Babylonian.
Right, because it specifies in the biblical one that it's based on Babylonian cosmology. So, you know. Oh God, this is just a center or a section of something else.
Yeah, a section of Babylonian astronomy. Worldview is
spatial
a...
whole, even one of round shape. Okay, so this is spherical Earth.
Okay, we should probably.
Maybe we should click on spherical Earth.
Yeah, we should.
Okay, there we go.
We got to the opposite of the thing yeah. we wanted to get to.
That's that's like losing, right?
No, that's like we won in a bizarro universe.
Wow, the concept of a spherical Earth dates back to the 6th century BC.
All right.
That's cool, right?
Yeah.
But
where is that juicy, juicy flat
that
Earth?
Juicy
link?
Flat Earth. Do you know what they have to say about Ferdinand Magellan?
What?
He just sailed in a circle.
I should have known that would be the answer. That dumbass just went in a big old circle. That doesn't prove shit. It's like, well, he did kind of go in a circle, but like in a cool way?
In space. A circle with the bottom of his ship pointed towards the middle of it.
Yeah.
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 Okay, Jesus Christ. Greek settlements. Nile Delta.
If there's not a fucking link to flat... Earth
if there's not a link to flat
page.
Earth, then we bizarro win.
Yeah, we just have to take our bizarro
it's like,
win.
It's like shooting the moon. You ever play Hearts, the game of Hearts? Normally, you're supposed to collect as few hearts as possible in your hand. This is a card game.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
Okay.
What are cards?
It's not super important that you understand. Just know that there's two ways of winning, one of which is to collect as few hearts as possible. The other of which is to collect all of them.
But Caitlin, I have a question for you.
Uh huh.
How do you know that those are the rules?
You know,
those
are the given that I don't have the cards in front of me right now, that's a good point. You raise a good point.
Exactly. Point, Matt.
Uh huh. Very good.
Hey, you know how you spell smart?
MAT.
Right.
Did I get it right?
You're 100% right.
Thank you.
We just had a little psychic moment there. Either that or I went for a very obvious joke. I feel like we're so close.
We're so fucking close. No, we can't stop. Is that what you're saying?
We're getting
okay,
close
look,
to the hour
look,
mark.
Look. Okay, circumnavigation. Okay, so there's an article called Figure of the Earth. What
yeah,
do you think that is?
Go to it.
Yes?
Figure of the Earth.
Oh my God. This is just like the various shapes that
Earth
could be.
Oh, so like the ones that are like, it's not a perfect sphere.
The expression figure of the Earth has various meanings in geodesy according to the way it is used in the precision with the Earth's size and shape is to be defined. Well, the sphere is a close approximation of the true figure of the Earth and satisfactory for many purposes. Geodesists have developed a number of models to represent a closer approximation to the shape of the Earth. Okay, what the fuck is geodesy? Do you know? Do you know what it is?
I think it's just study of spheres. If I had to guess.
Sphere science?
Well, specifically like planet spheres. Not all spheres. They don't look at basketballs and go, huh.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yes.
Good old see also section.
Flat Earth. Thank you.
Okay,
see,
but we're not there yet. We have
yeah,
to...
no. No, we're penultimately there.
Right. So right now we're on the page Flat Earth, which is about the archaic conception of the Earth's shape as a planar disk.
Yes, which is excusable.
Which is, yeah.
Most people like lived and died within a 20-mile radius of where they were born. Like, it's fine. Sure. It's fine.
Okay. Not Myth of the Flat Earth either, which is the belief that Christopher Columbus thought the Earth was flat.
Yep. Nope. We need that modern shit. Okay. We need that B.O.B. shit.
Modern period. Here we go. And modern flat earthers. Okay. Here's the people.
Where's
the thing?
Does it even link the thing from here?
I know that there's a way that we can get there with an extra step, if nothing else.
Oh boy. Ugh. You know what? Let's just take that extra step.
Okay. Let's just do it. So flat earth disambiguation.
Yep. Got a disambig click. I think this might be the first disambig.
Wait, there's a thing called Flat Earth Crisps, a food manufactured by Frito-Lay.
Fuck it. We're not getting to the subject. We got to find out about those crisps. Get them in my mouth. No.
Flat Earth Society.
Boom.
Modern Flat Earth Societies.
Boom. We're there.
Redirect. Okay.
Wow.
Woo.
Caitlin.
What a journey.
We did not achieve par on this one, I feel like.
We had a good time.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14
Jesus
steps,
Christ.
I think. That my count might be slightly off, but you don't know.
Do you know? I have no idea. Yeah. I wasn't counting, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, might as well be right. Caitlin, do you have anything to plug? Anything you want to tell our listeners about you yourself?
Do I?
Any places where you share hypotheses? trying to keep it on topic, but I'm failing.
Yeah, well, you can follow me on Twitter at bestkabest. Best
is in the superlative.
K-A-B-E-S-T.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, we're so close.
Now people are going to spell it like
people are going to fuck up the second best. I just know it. Yeah, and that's, you know, I got stuff going.
You got stuff going.
Yeah. Or you can tweet at the show at get to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Please do. Give us a reason to use that Twitter account more.
Yeah, unless another celebrity announces their adherence to a conspiracy theory this week, we're going to need another idea. So,
yeah.
Who are you?
Who am I? You know what I did retain from our education?
What?
Caitlin, I am nobody.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how you're going to end the show. You're going to go with that.
And here's the part where I stab out one of your eyes, and then when you try to tell people nobody stabbed out my eyes, people will just be like, oh, Caitlin's fine.
What the fuck?
This is that shit that I was on that you were not on. Odyssey reference.
Okay. Well done. Good job. It's a reference to the Odyssey.
For more hot classics jokes like that one, you can follow me at Matthew Olson, spell it right. I also do another show. It's called Twin Peaks Peaks. You've probably heard of it by now. I do it with my friend Ashley Brent. You can find that online on iTunes. Hey, if you're on iTunes, why don't you rate and subscribe to this podcast? Leave us a review, too. We love it. We'd love it to have more than one review.
Yeah, we love those reviews.
We love that one review.
We love the one review, and we know that we would love other ones.
And we wouldn't stop loving that one review. I want to clarify. Our love for that one review wouldn't diminish if other reviews came in. We would just love all of the reviews.
Yeah, we love
And we wouldn't have a favorite either. We wouldn't play favorites.
As long as they're all 5-star reviews.
Well, don't
it goes to 5, right?
Don't force them to like pick the stars. I feel like that's a little mean.
All right. Well, this has been Can You Get to That? See you whenever.
Or will they?
Who the fuck can say?
Who can say?